American cross-country runner and two-time Olympic aspirant who taught me to love competition. With his influence and support, I was a four-year varsity runner and track team captain in high school. When I was 16, I started working at McDonald's. I worked weekends and holidays, and by the time I was 18, I was promoted to swing shift manager. I can't overemphasize the value of work experience for teenagers. My job at McDonald's taught me a whole lot more than how to make burgers. I had management and leadership experience starting at a young age. Those are tremendous skills that will last any kid a lifetime. After high school, I went to Bowling Green State University in Ohio, which was a 7.5-hour drive from my home. Starting in high school and through college, I had found the party life to be my way of living, and it caused a lot of problems. Not to get too deep into this subject, suffice it to say that, like many other young people my age, I did some things I wish I hadn't. I wasn't sure what to study in college. I started with business administration, but didn't do well with that. In fact, I got a letter from the business school that said, "Mr. Bagley, we think you should reconsider your degree," because I wasn't doing well in statistics, economics, or accounting. That is ironic, because as an entrepreneur, all of those subjects come into play. Now, however, you can outsource most of those services, and there are so many electronic tools available to help you that you don't have to be a whiz in those areas. I'm not trying to discourage anybody from getting a business degree. I think it's very helpful. I do use a lot of the things I learned in the short time I was in business school. Luckily for me, I learned more than was demonstrated by my mediocre grades. I graduated with a 4-year degree in interpersonal and public communications. I took classes in theater, persuasion, small group communication, large group communication, and one-on-one communication. It turned out to be a great degree for me because I use all of that today. I worked my way through college and ended up graduating with a 3.0 grade point average. I was on the 5-year plan. To earn money, I worked in the hospitality industry. I did 2 internships while I was at Bowling Green, both at the Hilton Head, South Carolina, Hyatt Regency Hotel Oceanfront. I was a food and beverage intern for 1 semester, and the following year was a management intern in the convention services department. All of that gave me great work experience. A good work ethic is vital for anyone who wants to be an entrepreneur because you have to be self-motivated to get through those times you don't want to work. I am definitely a workaholic. Everyone in my life would probably attest to that. I'm always looking for more balance there. In fact, this book is based on notes and recordings I made while I was on Christmas holiday with my family. I had already started making YouTube videos telling people about my journey, leaving my corporate job, and getting into full-time online reselling. A lot of folks wanted to hear more about my story, so I felt compelled, while I had a little downtime, to write a book. During college, I also worked as a waiter and a bartender. One of the cool things I did was side work for one of my restaurant managers who owned a carpet cleaning business. When the management companies that owned the off-campus apartments cleaned those units during vacation and in the summertime, we would go in and use machines to suck all of the beer out of those carpets and get them ready for the next semester. That turned out to be a real eye-opener for me. Here was a way to make money that didn't need a big investment or a lot of employees, just a portable extraction machine, think rug doctor, and a great deal of sweat equity. After I graduated from college, I got a job as a TGI Fridays manager trainee in Toledo, Ohio, but I still continued to clean carpets for the same guy. Eventually, I quit the management trainee job and became an entrepreneur, working as a partner with the gentleman who cleaned carpets. That partnership went sour very quickly for a lot of reasons, but it taught me enough to go back to Rochester in my early 20s and start my own carpet cleaning business. In Rochester, I moved back in with my parents, which is what so many 20-somethings do when they graduate from college and still don't know what they want to do with their lives. I went to homes and businesses around Rochester with the one carpet cleaning machine I had in my pickup truck and did demos for free. I got jobs cleaning residential carpets during the day and commercial carpets at night. I used the connections I had within my family and friends in Rochester, and that picked up pretty fast. I built up the business from just me in a pickup truck with a portable carpet cleaning machine to having 5 trucks on the road. At one point in time, I bought a janitorial company and had 15 employees. I overworked myself,